Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Glad you're with me today on this post-election day as we go through what's going on in this crazy, crazy country, this indoctrinated country. This gives a great reason for homeschooling. Yes, it does. Gives a great advertisement for homeschooling to see how kids are growing up literally to be communists, to embrace communism. And this is a sad state of affairs. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and that is, how do you feel now that the election is over? Are you more stressed? Are you less stressed? Do you pretty much feel the same? Nothing's changed? Doesn't feel like anything's changed. Still stressed. All right, yesterday's poll question, and again, thank you to Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the election will be called tonight, or will the results be dragged out with no clear winner? 29% said, nope, not tonight. 42% said, no, we may never know a definitive winner. Boy, that's a shockingly high number. And 29% said, yes, we'll know. That was very optimistic, but not quite how it turned out. 884-9910, the talk and text lines are open. Love to hear from you today. And there are a lot of missing ballot announcements. A glitch is what the Registrar of Voters is saying. That people's information on how they voted, how they voted in the past, if your ballot was received, is now missing. Numerous people texting me in. I've even got screenshots of, screenshots of the way people have voted in the past, which is also wrong. This gentleman has always voted early. Now it doesn't show that. Got a tweet going out. Hey, Governor Sisolak, how come my early vote isn't showing up? Did you cancel me? Very interesting. I guess interesting isn't quite the right word. Scary is more like it. But I do have to admit that I was wrong. And I'm so glad that I was wrong. Because your protection and your safety is the first and the only thing that I want. And that there were no riots or anything last night. There was a little scuffle in Washington, D.C. with Antifa, but that was taken down pretty quickly. Speaking of taking things down, let's take down your thoughts. 884-9910. Let's go to the talk and text lines with Jay this morning. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. Well, I was on Facebook chatting with a friend of mine, and he said that he checked his voter, see if his vote counted through the voter's register. And even though he mailed his vote in, his ballot in on the 16th, it hasn't counted. So I checked mine, and even though I'm a registered Democrat, I vote Republican. Mine counted, but on the same day, I mailed my wife's, who is a registered Republican, and hers hasn't counted yet.
That's very concerning. That is very, very, very concerning. Have you contacted the your Registrar of Voters yet?
No, I haven't. I'm actually, because my wife's ballot that hasn't been counted yet. She's going to do that when she gets home.
Okay. I would love to hear the results of that and what they say, because Secretary of State's office, the Elections Department, and our Registrar of Voters, I don't know if they're afraid of this program or what, but we don't get the interviews. We don't get the callbacks. So I'm not quite sure what's going on, but we're going to get to the bottom of it, Jay. And thank you for calling into the program that here's another one. This is another example. This is not something that I'm just saying. is going on. It's actually going on. I didn't think that we were going to see voter fraud, voter intimidation, voter, you know, mishandling, because I had such a good experience poll watching. But I guess it's all in who counts the votes in the end. Bruce is joining us right now. Bruce, stop biting your nails. That's not good for your nails.
Well, thank you, Monica. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Joseph Stalin said, it's not who casts the votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
Do you think, Bruce, do you think that we are too far gone into the mindset that the government needs to take control and the government needs to be in charge and just make everything equal? You know, we had Kamala Harris actually come out 2 days ago and proclaim that she is a Marxist. Her father taught Marxism. Her family owned slaves. And yet that's not something that we really talk about, because I know it's not going to be a Biden presidency. It's going to be a Kamala Harris presidency.
Of course it is. And in that regard, Monica, any communist country, if you really think that big government and socialism is good for you, look at how the people live in any communist country. If you think the government is the end-all, be-all and has the answers to all the problems, ask any Native American in this country.
Well,
and, but and it, they'll tell you the story when it comes to what some of the, I've been listening to your show this morning. I've heard a lot of people that are concerned about some of the stuff that's happening with their ballots. I just wanted your listeners to know that we're going to have a group of people meet up down there at the voter registrar's office here in Washoe County at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And we're going to present a lot of these questions to the voter registrar herself. We want to know, how come my vote is counted as completed, but my wife, who voted at the same time I did, hers is not? We need a little transparency here.
Well,
and I think
and
the only way we're going to get it is if we ask for that transparency in person.
And I know that, you know, glitches happen, but I have been since 8 o'clock this morning going in different routes to try to check my information. And I can't, because every time I go through, this is what I get. Your date of birth is invalid. Please check the MMDD format that is a valid date of birth outside of accepted range. How is the 09/17/1966 out of the range? Why is the
Washington? No way, Monica. I don't believe it for a minute.
You're so sweet. Yes,
well,
I'm 54.
I have to see you there at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and maybe you can get an answer from the voter register along with the rest of us.
You know, and it just, this is just making me sick, because I'm on the Secretary of State's office. I've been on the Washoe County Register of Voters site. All of the sites are telling me I'm invalid. And it's just,
and the, it's
yeah,
the same
I'm
thing
outraged.
My wife's getting.
I'm outraged at that this is going on in a time of technology that is even further than when we sent somebody out into space. You know,
well,
when you can't. Go ahead.
How many glitches are we going to tolerate? Because that's what I'm getting. Well, it's just a glitch in the system. Well, for crying out loud, fix your glitches already.
And who's creating these glitches? Because this glitch wasn't there 8 months ago when I checked it. This glitch wasn't there 4 months ago when I checked it. So who's creating these glitches?
I don't know, and I expect to get some answers. Anybody that is having the same issues that you're having, Monica, I hope they show up down there. 3 o'clock this afternoon, voter register's office on 9th Street.
All right.
And we're going to ask for some answers.
We want answers, and They have just the only thing you're going to hear, I can guarantee, Bruce, is there's a glitch. Thanks for the call, Bruce, and thanks for thinking that I'm not 54. I appreciate that.
You can go to hell for lying as well as you can for stealing, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks, Bruce. All right, let's go to Marilyn, who's patiently waiting on the lines. Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, Monica. I just wanted to let you know on your birth date for out-of-date range, the same thing was happening to me. And then what I finally did is you have to put in the hashtag, like 06/01/1953.
Oh, so it's operator error. That's what you're telling me, Marilyn. I get that. Okay. Because, you know, we get so used to using sites online that put all that information in for you that's what I fell into there. Marilyn, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, okay. It is a glitch.
I just want to let you know, once mine did come up, my ballot still didn't show up. So I still did have to call there and go, because I dropped it off on the 24th in person and showed my driver's license. And do you know what I mean? But I finally got the site to come up and look at my history, but still can't find where my ballot was counted yet. They said it was accepted when I called there. Do you know what I mean? A little play on words, but I'm just, so I don't know. I still kind of in limbo with that, but I did finally get the site to come up with my history when I put in the hashtag.
And mine did just too.
Okay.
Mine did too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Marilyn, you're the best. All right. Well, Scott wanted to say the same thing, and I think Scott heard our conversation with Marilyn, so he's off there. But, you know, again, this is not what I was looking for. I'm looking for my ballot tracking in the history, so I'll keep playing along. It's frustrating that with the technology that we have today that they make it so hard. It's easy for hackers, but it's hard for us. Let's check in with Dick this morning. Wants to talk. What do you want to talk about, Dick? My birthday?
Yes, Monica, I've had several problems signing in with my birth date. Are you putting a backward slash between the day, the month, and the year?
I just did, and I fixed it. Marilyn gave me that information,
Okay.
But still,
I didn't hear that information. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but still, the information isn't coming out what I'm looking for. Huh. So,
yeah, it's convenient they never tell you what. The
well,
problem
it just
is.
I'm
they just tell you there's a problem.
I'm confused, you know, Dick, because I see here the information 11/6/2018, early voted, and it goes down the line. And then here, 6/9/2020, mail ballot counted. I didn't send in a mail-in ballot. I voted
right.
Early.
So,
yeah, big questions going on with this site.
Well, it sure is, and if it was computerized and ran like it should be, then they couldn't manipulate the data. So here we are,
and this is not a good place to be. Dick, thank you so
all
much
right.
for calling
Sorry,
in and trying
back.
To help my addled brain here. See what happens when you get past 50? you start to miss little things like operator error. So we'll be back after this quick little break here. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings on this election, on this post-election day? We've got congratulations going out for a lot of people, and we've also got some very disappointing races. I want to double check a judge's race here in Washoe County, and I'm really disappointed if the results are what I see. We'll be back right after this. Talk and text at 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this post-election coverage. And some shocking results and some disappointing ones for myself, because knowing these people personally, just Stephen Elliott or Elliott Sattler. I am shocked that he didn't pick up the seat for district court judge in Department 8. That was that's swung to Kathleen Sigerson. Again, I'm very disappointed in these election numbers. Congratulations to Von Hartung. It looks as though he retained his seat as Washoe County Commissioner, but Marsha Birkbigler may have lost hers. I didn't see Marsha out a whole lot in this election season, and I'm really disappointed at that. If this wasn't going to be a hard fought race, a lot of people out in the North Valleys very disgruntled with her. Also, a number of people up at the around the lake disappointed in Washoe County. So it's, on the bright side, Jeff Church won his seat on the board of trustees for the Washoe County School District against Scott Kelly, who, he was asked to leave the board anyway, but it is nice to see that Jeff won. Diane Nicolette against Craig Wessner. Let's see, what was the other one Eddie Lorton, I'm not surprised. I have to be honest with you, I'm not surprised Eddie lost. And that is because the city of Reno is so far gone. They are so far gone to the liberal agenda with a liberal mayor, with the liberal San Francisco, midtown, downtown focus. And the fact that money talks. Okay, there are a number of Republicans who voted for Devin Reese because of the fact that they are in that downtown core. They are casino owners. They are casino purveyors. And they want those casino-friendly votes, those developer-friendly votes. And that is definitely Devin Reese. And a lot of people wanted to keep Eddie Lorton off of the Reno City Council for the basic fact that he was going to hold them accountable. It was a very close race between Jenny Brekus and John Draculich. Jenny Brekus eked it out. I'm surprised. Look at all the developer money that has been poured into these races. I'm glad that Supreme Court justice seat went to Douglas Herndon, but you know what? That was a close race, 37-47. That to me is close when you have somebody who's running for the Nevada Supreme Court who's never even been a judge before. I still have a beef with that. That bothers me. Alexis Hansen, there was no question there. PK O'Neill, congratulations. Jill Dickman, congratulations. Came back after Skip Daly ousted her from that seat 2 years ago. Now she's got it back. So there's one more sensible vote in the assembly for us. Disappointed that Barb Hahn didn't overtake Teresa Benitez Thompson, but she's a staple in there for the Democrats, and they fought hard for that seat. Heidi Gansert was a close one, but thank goodness we still have her in the Senate. And just sending out a little notification to the state of Nevada, to the Nevada Republican Party. In the next 2 years, you better find a better candidate than Mark Amaday. Because I think there are a lot of people who are voting for him just to keep the seat red. But when you come down to 49.95% of the vote, with Patricia Ackerman getting 47%, that is too damn close for a Republican seat that for the most part has always been red in CD2. That is too damn close. Just saying. We'll be back with more of your talk, more of your text, whatever you've got on your mind. Give us a call, 884-9910. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
You guys are killing me. I love you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So Laura had to put a smile on my face, and she just texted me, maybe they have Dieter counting the ballots. Maybe they are, Laura. I love that. Thank you so much for putting a smile on my face, because, yeah, I have a headache, and it's been a crazy day. And I do want to give you one little piece of hope. And that is that, you guys are watching everything to help me out here, and I appreciate it. And that is ABC actually just took down Arizona as declared for Biden. Because there are major, major shenanigans going on there. And we're going to see that. We're going to see. And trust me, shenanigans is cleaning it up. That is not the term I wanted to use. But we're going to see this in Michigan. We are going to see this in Philadelphia. And this is just how desperate people are to get this president out of office, because they hate him. And, again, just like myself, I urge you to check your vote. Check it. Mine hasn't registered. My husband and I both early voted. Okay, we both early voted. And the only thing that is there is our primary ballot from June. That's the only thing that's there with the other early votes. Nothing listed, even though we early voted last week. Should have been plenty of time. It's all electronic. Dave says the same thing. Going through the whole list of texts and everything we're getting here. Monica, I was awake the whole night checking the results. And in Michigan, there was 140,000 straight votes for Biden. How do you get that? That's not possible. Statistically, that is not possible. I'm so disgusted with the way that people are acting now. I checked my mail-in ballot on 11/2, said received, 10/25, checked today, no record. Very disheartening. Go back to what a third world country does. Ink on the thumb, we're getting closer to a blank hole. If Dems get in, it will happen. It's true. Let's go to the talk and text lines, because this man has seen those kind of countries. He's fought for this country, and he's been all. Oh, no, I don't have him. Sorry. Let's go to Gino. Gino, thank you for calling the program today. What would you like to talk about on the elections?
Well, you're talking about how these people aren't voting Republican. It's like the virus, I don't want to talk about the virus, but the virus has been going on 20 plus years, everybody coming over from the coast, and it's slowly affecting our neighbors. And Nevada has gone from red to blue. I mean, it used to be a proud kind of conservative libertarian state, and now because of East LA, Vegas, you remember I talked to you about creating a 51st state. We'll call it Area 51, and Vegas could be the capital. I think we need to get out in front of that because the Dems are going to try to do Puerto Rico and D.C. because Trump, you know, Trump won the election in 2016, and thankfully we got three conservative judges, and it looks like we're going to keep the Senate, but I don't know that Mr. Trump's going to be going back to office, and that's sad, but I'm thankful for what happened. But we need to get out in front of it and choose judiciously. You know, that's a word that we don't want to use because it sounds like judging, but we are not to prejudge. We are to be judicious in our thinking. We are to be discerning. We are to judge whether my steak is cooked the right way and I send it back. We are to judge whether that person who wants to date my daughter is worthy. We are to judge, if you're a school teacher, the work of your students. Judge is not a bad fact. Jesus said, forgive those who trespass against us. It doesn't matter if it's trespass or debtors, however you learn the Lord's Prayer. We are to forgive, but to forgive means you make a judgment that you've been wronged, and you forgive, you love despite. And the thing is we have allowed this idea that you just do whatever the heck you want to do, and oh, I'll just turn a blind eye to it. That is not the way we're supposed to live. We don't do it in our families, we don't do it in our neighborhoods, and we sure as heck shouldn't do it in our country. And yet, that is what the popular culture has told us. We listen to what the coasts say on the east and in the west, mm-hmm. and they control all the media and all the social media and all the music and all the movies, the TV. Turn that stuff off and start focusing on your region. Nevada is a great place. And let's get back to Nevada and let's Area 51 have Vegas and Southeast LA. They can have it.
Yeah, it's garbage. Gino, thank you so much for the very inspirational call. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's check in with Sharon Engel with the Election Integrity Project and see where we're going to go from here. Sharon, thank you for calling into the program today. Post-election, what do you see going on?
Well, I think I see what everybody else is seeing at this point, which is stealing. We've known that there are cheaters in Nevada, and we're now seeing it firsthand. I don't think they're even trying to be covert about it. And what we need is for people to tell us what happened to them at the polls. We need people to fill out incident reports. We're going to be giving those to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And we're fighting back.
How is that fighting back going to take place? I mean, are these going to be legal? I mean, is this going to go for the Nevada Supreme Court? Are we going to the Supreme Court? What's the process of this?
I'm not quite sure at this point. We just know that we have to alert people on what we're doing and what they're doing to us as far as trying to take our votes and delegitimize legal votes. So what we've got is an incident report, as you know, there at EIPNV.com, EIPNV.com. We need those filled out. They need to email them to me and also to mail them to me. We're taking those in. At this point, we're not exactly sure how they're going to challenge it, but for certain, we're going to be in the courts challenging this. We told them from the beginning, you know, EIPNV has been to court, to district court, and also to the Nevada Supreme Court, telling them that we expected this to happen, that we knew this was going to happen, and they told us it was hypothetical. Well, it's not hypothetical anymore. It's a reality, and we need to go back and say to them, we think you made a mistake. Here is the evidence of that mistake. So anyone that has an incident, they might think it was minor. I'm sure that the people in Arizona thought it was minor when they were telling them to mark their ballots with Sharpies. But what they did was they allowed those people to make a problem with their ballot so that problem mm-hmm. had to be remade. So they actually have told them that because of the bleeding through that a Sharpie causes on a ballot, it was no.
Sharon, you still there?
I mean, yes.
Go repeat what you just said about the bleeding of the Sharpies.
Yeah, the bleeding of the Sharpies through the ballot made those ballots not able to go through the Scantron machines. And so with that, they were having to remake the ballot. Even after they told them to use the Sharpie pen, they now are remaking those ballots. That's what's going on in Arizona. So something that
and
they told
were...
them to do at the election board is now invalidating their ballot.
And those three counties are all highly Republican. And I played the audio of that at 10 o'clock this morning on the show. If anybody missed it, you can check out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. But, you know, one woman said, yeah, they handed me a Sharpie and my ballot went through. And she thought everything was okay until they explained to her outside the polling place that your ballot is going to be invalidated because of that Sharpie. And she was shocked. She didn't catch on to what was going on. And this is how people need to be prepared. Again, I feel so bad that so many people shredded and just, you know, destroyed those duplicate ballots that were sent to them. But again, if you have any, if you saved them, please get them to Sharon Engel. Again, Sharon, what is that address?
It is EIPNV.com, EIPNV.com. Download the incident report. Once you're there, fill it out, and it'll give you instructions on what to do next. Because time is so short, we need them to email them as well to angle@reagan.com, angle@reagan.com. And that way we can get them in, even if they're from another area, something that they think is insignificant. I met a girl at the door canvassing yesterday, and she said, you know, I got two ballots. I'm a university student. And I said, can I have them? And she said, of course. So, you know, even though they are attuned to this, they kind of know because they're out canvassing and getting out the vote, they didn't realize that they had something in their possession that is valuable when we go to court. And it's not just duplicate ballots. Even if you shredded it, if you will fill out that incident report and tell us that you got those duplicate ballots, who they were made out to, and what you did with them. That's what we need, just the incident. What happened? This stuff holds up in court, and that's what we need. And we need it right away because, as you know, they're going to be counting ballots for the next 7 days. That's the new law. They can do that, and we need to counteract that. We need to say you can't count those ballots. Those ballots
All right.
are not legally cast ballots. So that's EIPNV.com, EIPNV.com.
All right. Sharon Engel, thank you so much for being on top of this and doing what needs to be done. Let's go to Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly, thanks for being on the program today. What are your thoughts about what's going on?
You're not going to like this too much. I'm reading the Cal Unicornia Elections Guide, and it says that your voted by mail ballot must be postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, and received by the elections office no later than Friday, November 20, for your ballot to count. So it is completely off the Richter scale, and the AI has taken over.
Incredible. Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for calling and giving that information. It's just showing how this has been stolen. To the text that I just received a few moments ago, I went and voted in person. Do I need to check my vote? Yes, you do. I voted in person last week. My vote is not registered. I voted in person electronically. You would think that electronically from last week, it would be counted already. Let's check in with Greg, our final call of the show this morning. Greg, thank you for being a part of the program today on this post-election coverage. What are your thoughts? Greg, are you still with us?
Continue.
All right. Sorry we missed your call, Greg. Appreciate just the thought of you calling in, though. How about that? So again, to the text I just received, I went and voted in person. Do I need to check my vote? Yes, you do. Everybody needs to check their votes, please. Hi, Monica. I can tell you how to see if my vote has been registered. Or can you tell me how to see if my vote has been registered? I heard you on the radio saying about it, Brian. Yeah, Brian, all you have to do is go to the Secretary of State's office or the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. It's Secretary of State is actually not the correct place. It's actually, it is. So you go into elections and you see the page there, voter information. And that one's on the Secretary of State. That's nvsos.gov. You can also go to the whichever county you are in. So if you are, I'm just going to say, Brian, Washoe County. You go to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters and you type in your information, which is last name and birthday, and it takes you to your information site and you can see it right there. Let's see. Just got off the phone with Washoe County Registrar employee. She reported a glitch or a problem in the system. IT is working on it. This would explain failure to communicate tabulation to NVSOS. She verified my ballot was received, verified, valid, and in process of count. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. But that's not everybody's. That's not everybody's experience. When you're looking up the physical ballot, you have to keep in mind those aren't going to be able to go through a recount. Your name has been removed. It's just a blank ballot out there with markings. Don't know if it's your ballot. Don't know if it's Joe Blow's ballot. The only tracking system that they have for recounts is the electronic system. Because you see the paper receipt right there. You don't get the receipt once your paper ballot goes in. You can get a receipt that it was delivered, but not how it went through the count. So, this is a mess. You would believe that in 2020, with all of our electronic advances, we should not be going through this. This is not something that we should have to deal with. Wisconsin was just announced that it went to Biden, and they are already doing a recount. Arizona has been polled for Biden. Arizona has been polled because of what is going on there. This is not going to be an easy process, and it's not going to be over anytime soon. Check your vote. Washoe County Registrar of Voters page or the Secretary of State's page under elections. Do not let this election be stolen, whether by incompetency or by flat-out cheating. This is what happens when you have a Democrat governor in charge of what's going on. We'll be back to wrap up the program right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk, so you can get it off your chest, but also so you can understand what's going on here in Northern Nevada. Texts coming in left and right. My friend Brett voted in person, and his ballot is now gone, too. There are thousands of votes disappearing in Nevada. The Trump campaign is aware of this. There is a precinct in Reno where there were more votes counted than there were ballots. It's happening right here, just like it is in other Democrat-controlled states. And to the text I just received, you're not giving up that Trump could still win. No, I'm not. Because if you look at the enthusiasm that went through this country, if you look at the thousands of people who showed up, who know that this virus is not a killer virus, that there's a 99.6% survival rate, that it is not about a virus. It is not about Russia. It is not about Stormy Daniels. It's not about racial division. It's not about gender division. It is about an election of a man from outside of the swamp who was making things happen, who made promises, and who got those promises done. And we are not going to give up on him, and we are not going to let this just slide away from us. Love you. Bye.